Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Who else is on the line?
Andrew, Texas.
Good morning.
Who else?
Arizona, Florida.
Florida. Good morning. Who else?
This is Sharon from St. Louis.
Chris. St. Louis. Good morning. And Texas.
Good morning. Rojas, Orlando, Florida.
Florida and Rhode Island. Good morning. Who else?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Carl Young, the Bronx.
Good morning, the Bronx. Good morning, Florida. Who else?
Jamaica, New York.
New York, good morning. Who else out there?
Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, Brooklyn. Who else?
New Jersey.
Good morning, New Jersey.
Ohio.
Miami.
Miami, good morning.
Birmingham.
Tony and Norvell, St. Louis.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Marcia Pruitt. I am in Richmond, Virginia, and I am super excited to welcome everyone to our team call. This is our Jet Set 60-day Blitz call, and you have arrived where we only have 3 days left of our Blitz, and this is the last day of this live conference call on this particular Blitz. It has been a fantastic time. Now, I want to quickly go through our announcements because I've got several. Here we go. We know about the YTB convention. We know that we're registered. We're encouraging our team to everyone get registered for the YTB convention. You can register through your back office. You want to encourage everyone to get registered by Monday. On Tuesday, July 1st, the price does go up. So please encourage your team not only to register but also to pre-register for the YTB University classes. You will need to pre-register this year, and you can find out all the details in the back office of your YTB site. Tomorrow, I will all stay tuned in to the coach's call. Every Saturday, we listen to Coach Tomer as he delivers a powerful message, a life message. And we do that on the company line. Now, that company conference call line is 641-594-7505. And that call is going to happen at 11 a.m. Central Time and noon on Eastern Time. And I would suggest that everybody call in about 10 minutes early because that call does really get full. But I believe you can also see the call live, actually, on your website throughout the day. So just try to get into Coach's call and stay plugged in to our founder, to our leader. Also, I want to announce that the 24-hour hotline. Make sure that you and your team are aware and you're encouraging your team to use the 24-hour hotline, especially next week when many of us will be cruising. So many of the power team leaders that people may call for three ways may be actually, you know, sailing the high seas. What will we do? We will go to the 512-404-1250 phone number because there you can have a quick introduction and just introduce someone to YTB by pressing 1. There's a full presentation on step 2, and step 3 has a validation step of testimonies. And then step 4 is all about how to get started fast. That's the full system. I want to encourage everyone to use that next week and encourage your team to use that next week. That's going to especially be important on Sunday because we'll start the evening calls will turn into just a 512 number, and they'll press 2, and that's available any time of the day. So make sure and encourage your team next week especially to be tuned into the 512. They'll still have 24-hour presentations, and, of course, the harvestisplenty.net step 3 also has a 24-hour presentation. So we're going to have a real test of whether we're really using the system next week. And as we mentioned, this call will go on next week for any of you that are not going to be on the cruise. Yes, we will have the best of the Jet Set Morning Blitz calls going on at the same Jet Set time, the same Jet Set place, okay? So next week at 7 a.m. and at 8 a.m. Eastern time, just go ahead and tune back in or have your team tune back in, anyone who's not going, and they can still get their daily vitamin. And as we mentioned also on the ship, we're going to do a live morning blitz call as well on the ship, and we're going to start about 7:45 on Wednesday morning. So I want you all telling y'all, because I want y'all to make sure you're up with me. I know that's early to be up on a vacation, on a cruise. So I want to encourage everybody. I'll be smiling early in the morning. I would sure love to see your smiling face. But I can't wait to see all the people that, you know, introduce themselves every morning. I hear you every morning. It'd be so nice just to see your face in the morning as well. So I look forward to that as well. Also, we've got a couple of events to mention tonight. We are here in Richmond, Virginia, as we mentioned. T.V. Wilson and Steve Branch are having their convention here, and we've got some powerful, powerful leaders ourselves here. So we're so excited to be here. This is my first time here in Richmond, Virginia, and that's going to be tonight at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Now, you can find this out on your home page of your YTV travel sites near the bottom. Click on Fast Start, and you can see the Fast Start meetings that I'm mentioning. One of them is tonight. That's the convention tonight here in Richmond. We've also got some Fast Start meetings planned for after the cruise. That information is also on your YTV site. Click on the Fast Start buttons of your home page. You'll see that on Monday night after the cruise, on Monday, July 7th, there's going to be a great business presentation done in West Palm Beach at the Crown Plaza. And you can get that exact address, I believe it's 1601 Belvedere in West Palm Beach, Florida. So you can get that exact address at 7 p.m. on Monday night. That's after the cruise. And then there's Tuesday night after the cruise. We're going to do a business presentation with Coach Tomer. And that's Tuesday in Fort Lauderdale. That's at the Sunrise Center. Okay, so make sure that you are checking your YTV site for that, because I know that's important. I believe it's actually in Sunrise, Florida, which is the Fort Lauderdale area. So that's Monday and Tuesday after the cruise. And like I said, if you're able to go to your YTV site and on the homepage and click on the Fast Start button at the bottom left, you can see all of those meetings, get all the details, when they start, who's going to be there, the exact address and everything. So we expect to see you guys there if you are in the area. Hey, speaking of our cruise, okay, we're talking about the Fun Pass again. Everyone should have received their booking number. Remember, we talked about that yesterday, that all of them have been assigned. And if you still haven't received it, you would email Eva at ytb.com, and she says all of them have been assigned. So if something didn't come to you, let's go ahead and correct that right away. That's going to be today. So everybody today, hopefully, and try to get all your pastors to get their Fun Passes printed. So that's just going to make everything a lot easier for us going through the registration process once we're there at the port. And also once you get aboard, after you've taken your, you know, welcome aboard picture, just look for some of the signs, look for some of the smiley people. We'll be directing everyone towards the karaoke room where you can receive our gifts from the Jet Set team and a lanyard, and that's how we'll know who you are, where you are, and you're part of our team. We're excited. Everyone can get a lanyard, though. Even the pastors that aren't even really a part of our team, they are a part of our team for that week, aren't they? So they're going to put on a lanyard. We're going to write their name on it. They're part of the Jet Set, the Harvest 20 team. So we're just going to welcome them aboard. We're going to give them an itinerary as well, and they should be feel free to join us in any of our events, any of our women of distinction. We'd love to have more of the women pastors in with us. I'm sure that the guys would love to have some of those men pastors in with their men of honor, and they can certainly come to our prayer breakfast. Well, wouldn't that be great? And they can certainly learn from our Jet Set director. And then we can all learn from Coach Tomer. So it's going to be an exciting event, just a little bit planned every day. You'll still have plenty of time to enjoy the cruise and relax and have a great time. And then we'll sprinkle some of the YTV and the Jet Set and the Harvest and Spinning training throughout the cruise. We are just so excited. I can't wait to see so many of you that I haven't maybe seen all year. Just listening to you every morning when you say good morning to me. I'm just so excited to see you guys on Monday. We sail away, so that's very, very exciting. Look forward to seeing everybody. And once again, Eva at YTB.com, okay? Now, if you still need to get your travel booking number, if you could email Eva at YTB.com and give her your name and also your date of birth, and she'll be able to find you and then come back to you with your travel booking number, okay? I believe if you have a travel booking number and that's all you have, and let's say that you forgot to even do your Fun Pass, if all you have is a travel booking number, I would still show up on Monday. Because there is a cutoff with Carnival that you can only do your Fun Pass, I think, up to 48 hours, you know, before the cruise sailed. So there may be people in that window. I just wanted to address that real quick. Before we brought on our leader, here we go. Okay, as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. So let's greet him this morning in Richmond, Virginia, with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you champions out there across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team leaders, $10,000 Dream Bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers, directors, Circle of Champions. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, Archie and Renee Herring. Good morning, Donnell and Charlene Cephas. Good morning, Mark and Donna Bagnar, Gloria Elliott, Christine Nargy, Bryce Nargy. Good morning, Virginia. It is so good to be in Virginia. Yes, Marcia, all of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to reflect on a childhood story that we've all heard before, and that is the race between the hare and the tortoise. We've all read this in children's books and heard the wives' tales and folks' tales about the race between the hare and the tortoise. And everybody thought it was preposterous for a hare who's lightning fast to race a tortoise that we all know is very, very slow. We've heard the story. We all know how it ends up, how bang, they shot the gun, and off they went, and the hare took off and sprinted, and was just poof, the tortoise just kept stepping along and stepping along and stepping along, and the hare just took off, but the hare got distracted and started going over here and going over there and got off course and got lazy and started doing this and doing that and started listening to other people over here and going over there, and meanwhile, the tortoise just kept on going and kept on going. We all know how that story ends up, that the hare ends up being so distracted with what's going on around, that it was the tortoise that actually won the race. We've all heard the childhood story, and we know that a blitz is all-out aggressive action, ladies and gentlemen. This is like the end of a semester, like a little pit stop we're going to do. Some of us are going to step away and continue, step away and take a quick pit stop. We're going to charge our batteries a little bit, get some direction, and learn from Coach Turner, learn from one another, learn from everything. Then we're going to come back and charge straight to the national convention, charge to the next level. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, can you keep going? Some folks will give up. Some folks think, ooh, I'm tired. But can you keep going? Remember the tortoise. Remember the tortoise. How do you charge to the next level? How do you get to the next level, from a power team leader to a $10,000 dream bonus earner, from a coach's corner to a president's club ring wearer? How do you get from a $10,000 dream bonus earner to that first level director? How do you get from that first level director to that third level director? How do you do that? How do you charge the next level? Folks, it's the same thing. It's just the basic start in your warm market. Make sure that you're constantly building your warm market list. Continue to add to that. We continue to meet new people. Add to that list. We want to try to contact 5 to 10 people per day. Either you're contacting them, building a quick rapport, asking them if they would like to take about 20 minutes to take a look at a way to increase their income without interfering with their schedule. They either say yes, they either say no. We're okay with the yes, the no. Just tell us quick. We got to go. We got more to call. So contact your 10 people a day or revisit some folks you contacted in the forest before and see if some things have changed for them. Remember, folks, your warm market is where the gold is. Next is the cold market. And I suggest that you print about 30 of those flyers that are on the Harvest is Plenty website. Print those flyers out. They're on the training page over to the right under 90-day blitz. I think it's the last one. Print out those flyers. Put your name there. Think about small business owners. Think about people that you meet. Gather your magazines close. Make sure you're on the magazine program. Remember the tortoise? At least one a day guarantees you $6,000. Remember the tortoise, one a day. Make sure you're part of that magazine program. Ladies and gentlemen, get your flyers, get your magazines. Go out, smile, let your light shine. Everywhere you got to go to Walmart today, smile, meet somebody. How you doing? Boy, you should pay them a compliment. Hand them something. Just want to give you one of these. You never know who you're talking to. You never know who you stumble up. You're not asking they want to join right then. You're just meeting somebody and giving them something. That's the 3-foot rule. Remember, if you're not having fun, you're not doing this right. That's in your cold market, folks. I always like to approach small business owners. Each of us stop at a business to do some business, whether you're getting copies or whether you're going, whatever you're doing. If it's a small business owner, ask if the manager is there. Ask if the owner is there. Tell them that you work with a publicly traded company that helps small businesses increase their bottom line income without interfering with their schedule, what they do already. Let me give you this. And just hand them that flyer, hand them that magazine, whatever it is. But make sure that we're continuing to do what we know to do. And remember the referral market. That's where you call on people or businesses, and you say that you're working with a publicly traded company that helps people earn money from homes, helps small businesses earn additional funds guaranteed, and find out how to get free insurance. Ask them if they know anybody that could benefit from this service. Ask them, you're just looking for the referral, folks, by working these three markets. By continuing to move on, by continuing to take that step like that tortoise, to keep on going, to keep on going. Yes, this is the same old thing we talked about, but can you keep going? How long can you stay excited? Oh, yeah, you came in, you were excited for a good 6 months, but can you keep on going? People say, James, I heard about you all success. I heard about what you guys have been able to accomplish. What did you do? How did you do it? And my answer is always the same. We just kept going. It's the same thing you heard. It's the same. We just kept going. We just kept going. Can you keep going? Can you stay excited? Can you? I remember there were 4 hurricanes there in the Florida area. 4 hurricanes. It seemed like in about a week's time. It was just hurricane after hurricane. No power there. It's just a terrible situation. Emergency vehicles everywhere. No power. No this. The stores were out of it. But out of that rubble rose Roland and Michelle Latouris, and they just kept going. Out of that came the star team. They just kept going. Can you keep going? Can you take that one step, put it in front of that other foot? Can you do that? Can you raise up? Can you keep going? Can you stay excited? Can you still smile? Can you keep going? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause for a moment and bring on my partner in success. You all know him. He's everybody's hero. He's a third-level director. He's multiple $10,000 dream bonus earner. He's a big-time bonus earner. He's a multiple President's Club ring wearer, and they said he couldn't find a white cape. But he kept going. He just kept going, ladies and gentlemen. He kept going. Please help me welcome to the line none other than Mr. Roland Latouris. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, you were right, man. I just kept looking. I kept searching, and I found that white cape there. My dad pulled it up and told me the history behind that cape. And, James, look out. Look out, man. We had a great turnout right there, man. We were ready for that two-step, man. I may just challenge you on the cruise, James. But, James, you know what? You talked about something extremely important. Never quitting. Every champion had a good reason to quit, but they didn't. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. It's easy to say this is not for me. It's easy to say this is not working. It's easy to say James and Roland, they're just good at this. It's easy to say that. But if you just keep going, if you just keep stepping and don't quit and start expecting for something special to happen, that is what happens, James. How are you doing, good looking?
Man, I'm doing so good. You know, Roland, I was talking with the ambassador of the Jet Set team yesterday, Brenda Pruitt, and she was just saying how excited she is about this cruise. And she cleaned out her refrigerator, all the old food, take it all out. I'm just ready to just let my hair down and have a good time. But, Roland, hearing what you talked about just now just reminded me of the things I was raised with. The quitters just never win, and winners just never quit. I remember when I was looking for my first job out there, I came home at the end of the first day. She said, "Did you find your job?" I said, "No, not yet." She said, "Well, why are you here? Are you cold?" So I learned that from a very young age, to just keep going. Nothing worthwhile is easy. Everything that's truly, truly worth it is a challenge. So, Roland, I know we all heard that story of the hare and the tortoise. We've all seen the picture of the rabbit is flying and the turtle's going so slow, and you think there's no way the turtle will beat the hare. We all know how that story ends up, Roland. I think just the ability to keep on going, Roland, that perseverance, that never give up, that is the attitude that I think really affects people's altitude, Roland. And that is just to continue to go, to keep on going. I know that we kind of drove this point home, but I really do believe, Roland, on this final day of this 60-day blip, that the important thing to do is to keep on going. Stay excited. Connect with your why. Do the basics that we know. Yes, Roland, you and I and a lot of the leaders of the Jet Tip team are going to be on that voyage next week. But guess what? There's a conference call starting right now. That's right. It's 24 hours a day. I wish I could get Roland and James and Marcia to do a three-way validation for you. You can. Call that 512 number and then press 3. See, that's a 24-hour validation call, a closing call for you. Yeah, I wish there was a conference call. I missed a live conference call that the Jet Tech team does. Guess what? It's going on right now. As soon as you call that number and press 2, Roland, somebody just comes aboard. You've just got a new team member. I wish James and Marcia and Roland could sit down with them and teach them how to get started. Well, they can, because it's right on that 512 number, 512-404-1250, and then press 4. Roland, it'll be important to look back and to see who kept going. Even though we were out of town next week, who kept going? You ran into that person and said, you know, you're still doing that travel business? Yes, I am. I'm willing to take a look at that. Oh, okay. Cool. Keep going. Roland, I think that's going to be a dividing line, a separating thing between those that have kind of results and those that have that explosive result and they continue to push forward. Roland, you exemplify that characteristic so much in everything you do. I don't think you know how to quit. I don't think you know how to stop. You just keep going, man. I want to thank you for instilling that in so many people throughout this team, Roland. How did you do it in the face of all those hurricanes? How do you keep going, Roland?
Well, James, I know that it had nothing to do but God, man. God puts a desire in your heart. God just puts a desire and will saying, if you can trust me, if you can trust me, don't give up. And, James, you know what? Champions have that will in their heart. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I am going to finish. It's just something inside of a champion. I know that all of us on this call are champions. We have it deep down inside of us not to give up. It's easy to say, man, I'm just going to go back to work. It's easy to say, man, I've been here for a year and nothing's happened. It's easy. But I'm telling you, man, you just can't give up. James, I saw a video. I was watching YouTube, but I don't even know how to get there anymore. But it was this young lady who was running a race, and she'd been practicing hard for this race, and she was, you know, she was ready to win this race, man. And she was running this race, and she was running, it was like a marathon. And by the time she got to the end, James, I mean, she was almost about to finish the race, you know, looking good, looking victorious. Then, James, something happened, and her leg broke, James. Her leg broke. She fell down to the ground, and, you know, and the runners started passing her. She had every reason to quit right there, but she said in her heart, I'm going to finish. I'm going to keep on going. James, she started crawling with a broken leg. She could have just stopped right there. The paramedic said, let me come pick you up. She said, no, I want to finish this race. Everyone on this line, James, has a finishing point. You have a finishing point in your heart. God put that desire in your heart to finish. What are you going to do to God by saying, I'm going to quit? I'm going to go back to what I'm comfortable doing. James, champions do not quit. Have any reason to quit, but they keep going. They keep going, and you never know. I look at the Boston Celtics right now. You know I'm a sports fan, and last year, James, last year they were the last ones. They were the last. They were the worst team in the NBA, and 1 year later, they're the champions. Anything can happen. Anything is possible with God, James.
You're exactly right, Roland. I just look at today's economy and how things are shifting, how things are changing. You know, just think, Roland, it took 60 years to go from albums to you know, as things change, we go from the horse-driven carriage to automobiles. Just that progress took a long time, but now things change so fast. I mean, to go from albums to CDs in 5 years. And, you know, right now things are just changing. They're shifting, Roland. But, see, we can be latch on and hold on to the past and talk about how it used to be, or we can start looking to where it's shifting to and become a part of where it's shifting to. Folks, if we'll just keep working, boy, you just don't know how good things are going to be for you. Roland, we've got to talk a little bit about this cruise. I'm getting a few calls here and a few calls there. People saying, I don't have this, I don't have that. Just show up. Just be there. Call YTB and call Eva and ask Eva. Do what you got to do to get there. Call your immediate upline director. Get some help if you need to. But just make sure that you're on that ship if you're supposed to be on that ship. Roland has had a monumental, historic cake passed down to him from generation to generation. Boy, I can't wait to see this cake that you're talking about. Everybody's got their white. Do you have your white? People have been calling me saying, James, you've got to be like a white tuxedo or can it be anything white? I just want to say, yes, it's got to be a white tuxedo. I didn't say that. It could be anything white. But I want to see how many white tuxedos we get there in June. Anyway, it's going to be really, really good, Rose. I'm really, really excited about it. And, yes, we're here at Steve Branch and T.D. Wilson's convention. I'm so excited about seeing folks here in Virginia. And for me, it's an extra, extra special feeling to be able to give something back to two men that gave me something when I really wasn't anybody but just a guy that was wanting some advice. And they gave something, and I took that and used it. And now they've asked me to give back. Oh, man, I'm so delighted to do so. Roland, we have a monumental pit stop going on right now. We're going to be on this cruise. We're going to recharge and fill up. I know that God is just going to show out on this cruise. I know the Coach Thomas is going to be like never before. I'm going to be gleaming every moment I can with the coach, with the Jet Set directors, with these new power team leaders, with all these pastors, with everything. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be true spiritual, mental, and financial empowerment. Well, Roland, our time has gotten away once again. I want to turn this call over to you. Before I do, sir, I just want you to picture in your mind the story of the hare and the tortoise. Now, a lot of us started out really, really fast, but can we keep on going? Roland, take the call and close it out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, my friend.
James, I would love to. And I just want everyone on this call that you need to stop every day and look at the size of God. You know, when I travel by air, I get a glimpse at God's perspective, looking out that side of the plane window, and I look at my challenges from 37,000 feet. That's how God looks at our problems. They are all so small in God's eyes, looking from 37,000 feet in the air. See, no problem is too large for God's intervention, and no person is too small for God's attention. God is always able, and if you don't need miracles, you don't need God. God is bigger than your hurt. God is bigger than your frustration. God is bigger than your problem. God is definitely bigger than your YTV business. So start expecting success. Start expecting to skip levels. Start expecting God to send you a Rick Ricketts, a Craig Sweets, a James Stewart, a Vaughn. Start expecting this one day. You look in your downline, and you see 3 months later, you see 5,000 people from somebody that just came in and just blew it up. Start expecting that. But you know what? You can't expect that if you quit. You can't expect that if you're not believing God to do something special in your life. Remember, God is always able. If you don't need miracles, that means you don't need God. On behalf of Jason and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Aturis, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. I'm going to see you on the cruise with all my cake up, 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 and away. Be blessed. See you on the cruise. Bye-bye.
All right. Another exciting chapter in the Jet Set Morning Call. And again, you know, Roland closed the call out, you know, with a very important message. And, you know, everybody needs a miracle. And he said, if you don't need miracles, then you don't need God. And, you know, we all need miracles in our life, you know, and we can all use a miracle. I mean, you know, that's the essence of going through the human experience. And, you know, so if we just apply and use these tools that the company has put forward and live a righteous life, you know, our blessing is on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. Good morning, Monticello and Pam. How y'all feeling this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Well, all right. You know,
I'm excited. I know I'm up in the way. So excited for me. Yeah, I went to a conference meeting last night. It was great. Oh my gosh, it was great.
I met a lot of good people,
y'all. I mean, oh my goodness. I really needed that. I needed that because I see the big picture. You know, I actually go. I mean, you all said it to me, but I actually saw it, you know, on the board, yeah. And it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. Got me all motivated today.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing our job. Now, our job was, you know, we got you got interested, and, you know, we got information to you, and now we was able to connect you with people right there in your area that can help, you know, you with taking care of that seed that's been planted so it can germinate and harvest and turn into, you know, a beautiful YTB story for you.
Yeah, I got a good story, too. Yep, I got a good story. I'm really happy, y'all. Oh, I'm just, I don't know, I'm overwhelmed, and I ain't even made no money.
And now,
but it's okay.
And
it's
now,
okay.
Sally, she's connecting with so many more people. I mean, we were talking earlier this morning, and she's connecting with so many more people. And she got that flyer yesterday, and so she started working with that flyer and doing some things. And so now some things are starting to happen for her. See, things are lining up. And before you know it, Pam, you'll be off and running.
I know. I feel it. I told my uncle that, I don't want to tell you something. I got an uncle that's in trouble, kind of like in trouble, y'all. He's down in Arkansas. He drives an 18-wheeler.
Let's talk about that off the air. We're still on the radio.
Okay.
When we get off the radio, we do our own personal call. We can talk about that.
Okay.
No problem.
Anyway, I was trying to encourage him on what I'm doing and stuff like that about getting him a YTV and stuff like that. And he's interested, but it's down in Parksdale, Arkansas. Less communication. I don't know, it's kind of poverty like, but I'm trying to get him motivated. Maybe I can get him on one of the talk shows in the morning.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Maybe we have to connect him though, because he don't have a long distance line.
Here's the thing. The call in the morning is for people that it's really for people in the business, but the call is for people, all people, you know, because it offers so much. I mean, they talk so many times about the power of God, you know. And so it's almost, a lot of times in the morning, to me, it's almost like a ministry, because they talk about so many things and so many positive things. And that's the whole key to our business, and that's the whole key to life. So you want to have as many positive experiences as you can.
Exactly.
And as many positive thoughts as you can. And every morning, if you plug into this call, that's how you start your day off. Don't you agree, Satan?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Because I had the guy that I met at the conference, I was telling him about the call. He's already a team leader. I tried to call him back again, Monty, but he didn't answer the phone. So I'll maybe try them again later on, and maybe get on tomorrow. Is the calls expiring? Where does it go? They said no more calls.
Oh, next week they're going to be doing the best of the Jet Set calls. So the call will still be on. Make sure you had a call number in case I don't broadcast next week.
What
call number is?
Yeah,
the call number is 212-461-5800.
5800.
And then the PIN number is 77000#. So if any morning, if any morning if you call and I'm not, and you don't get through in terms of the radio, or I'm not broadcast, because sometimes I can't even get through, sometimes you know, with technical difficulties, you still know how to beta call and get in on the call, whether right now you're listening through it on the radio broadcast, but that is the actual number to the call, in case for some reason, we're not on the air with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And don't forget about Sunday. You know, we'll talk again before then, but Sunday, and for those out there that's listening, Sunday, you know, at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Central Time to 5 o'clock Central Time, we'll be doing This Is Your Story, and we'll have different leaders from the company on sharing their YTB story and their story in life and what they've gotten out of the business and just, you know, sharing stories. So, you know, if you got people that need to listen in, they can go on to the Internet and pull the program up, or they can dial in and listen in. I'll keep about two lines open for call-in numbers, but really people need to probably go on the Internet, because I need to keep a line open for our guests that will be coming on the show to be able to get through to the switchboard so I can bring them up. But that's what we're doing Sunday. Any closing comments about this morning's call as we wrap up?
Go ahead, Pam.
I feel great. God is love. And I feel my blessing, that my prayers are going up and my blessings are coming down, and I feel it. And it feels great.
Good.
Amen.
Good. And remember that story about the tortoise and the hare now, because
this is not a sprint.
It's a marathon,
right?
Because as we continue to live, we can continue to grow our business, our YT business. And so just remember that story, the tortoise and the hare.
Okay.
Just keep moving forward, everybody.
Okay, right. Okay, I remember that. Okay, for today, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to keep that in front today. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
All right. Thank y'all for joining in this morning. And, hey, be talking to y'all shortly. And, hey, let's have a fantastic weekend. And all of us find at least one new person that we can expose this business to and hopefully get them on board. Peace and blessings.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.